Monday Motivation for March 11th, 2024. Faithful Love. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. The modern secular environment surrounding male and female relationships is a minefield. Feminist ideas have sought to eliminate traditional femininity and fundamentally alter how relationships and marriages come about and are structured. In recent years, the manosphere, or men's rights movement, have often correctly identified the problems with modern feminism, but have offered no real solutions. They essentially advocate for the abandonment of marriage and even relationships unless certain strict stipulations are met. Even then, there's no real sense of trust in relationships. And without trust, there can be no lasting relationship. The model for our love as Christians is the love God has for us expressed through the actions of each person of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We see this in the Scriptures. Genesis 24 recounts the events that led to the marriage of Isaac and Rebekah. Abraham sends his most trusted servant to the land of his family, which he left to pursue God's calling. The servant is given instructions to find a wife from among the people there instead of the Canaanites that were living around them. When the servant arrives, he prays to, as he puts it, the God of my master Abraham. He asks to be directed to the woman intended for Isaac. By this direction, God will show his kindness to Abraham. Kindness here in Hebrew is chesed. It describes a type of love most associated with God's love for his people. It carries the ideas of faithfulness and steadfastness. God continues to bless and care for his people as they remain in him, sometimes even when they don't. This servant of Abraham has seen God move in his master's life. He had, perhaps, witnessed the years of waiting for Isaac to arrive and seen the provision of God throughout that time. He knows this has happened even though Abraham has had to wait and even been in danger or difficulty. He asks for that same faithful love to be shown as he seeks to fulfill his mission. Verse 15 tells us that while he was still praying, Rebekah came to the well where he was waiting. As he returns his attention to the world around him, she is there before him. The servant jumps at the chance to see if this is the girl. Once she has completed the task he asks of her, the servant questions her about her family. When he learns of her relation to Abraham, he rejoices greatly, proclaiming that God has indeed been both kind and faithful to Abraham. Chesed is joined by emeth, which refers to reliability and trustworthiness. God is not only always loving, but can be trusted to keep the promises he has made. Relationships are hard because we as human beings will fail, regardless of our gender. The only hope we have in any relationship is to emulate the love and faithfulness we see from God. Human reasoning will twist and pollute the roles God has established. That is, if it doesn't seek to rebel against them completely. Don't look to other people for an example. Look to God's word and his work in those around you to see his love and faithfulness on display. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.